Joining us now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan, who will give us the latest on the coronavirus in that city. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon. Thank you for having me on weekly. I always look forward to it. And just wanted to share with you, we're starting to see some real promising numbers here. As you know, you've been nice enough to have me on weekly. And not so long ago, we were up to 2,900 cases. And again, I kept saying at that time, you know, it's data-driven. Well, our data is starting to reflect some real positivity. As I speak to you right now, we have 104 current cases, 104. But, you know, it's still 104 Broughtonians dealing with active current cases of COVID-19. Our deaths are up to 253. It hasn't changed in several days, thank God. But, again, 253 loss of life, and it's just so sad. Our total cases, as I speak to you, Dan, is 4,197. So we're starting to see the numbers trend in the right direction. My medical consultant, Dr. Rick Herman, and, of course, Linda Cahill, who is Board of Health director as well, they're very encouraged. We have standing calls every morning, and we just vet out the numbers. So I'm so pleased by these numbers. In fact, as of today, I've made a declaration to reopen the playgrounds in Brockton. Of course, Brockton Public Schools is out as of yesterday, so the summer's here. But we're going to be posting it. We're going to be disinfecting it. But, you know, we need to be able to provide some resources for the children. They've been cooped up and doing virtual learning. So there's some positivity coming right now in the city of Brockton. But, again, we need to be cautious because when we look at some of the southern states, the spike is real. And right now Massachusetts is really in the best position in terms of COVID-19.
Now, I wanted to ask you something related to that with the schools. Has there been a plan yet for how the schools will reopen, or is that still work in progress at this point?
Yeah, the governor's going to be giving some information, probably doing his press conference right about now. So Superintendent of the Schools and I had a conversation last night. We spent the last two nights doing budget hearings in the city of Brockton, and the council will vote on the budget tonight. So, you know, we're planning. We're going with what you know, the secretary is telling us what to do, and Commissioner Riley. So, you know, Brockton is large in terms of student population. So we have to be cautious. But we, you know, we're hearing different things, and ultimately, you know, we're going to do it in a manner that it's going to protect the safety of the students and the teachers, and make sure that we meet all the guidelines.
Now, I wanted to ask you about something else. Speaking of budget talks, there was a group gathered outside that's calling. There was a group that's been calling for the defunding of Brockton Police and redistribution of funds. I was wondering if I could get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, I actually had, because we don't have that Chapter 70 number, and Brockton relies so heavily on the state aid, over 80% of our school budget is based on Chapter 70. And again, I kind of said this before the city council the other night. Right now, as mayor, I'm formulating a budget on conjecture and projections, and I've spent many, many, many hours trying to do that. But, you know, you have your own household monthly bills. You know how much money you're going to get. You know what you can spend to balance that budget. Brockton has a $500 million budget, near $500 million budget, without having a Chapter 70 number. So we needed to, kind of think creatively. So the defunding notion, it's really the terminology is not defunding, it's reallocation. I had already worked with the police chief before the murder of George Floyd to take $500,000 from salaries and overtime on the police, and another $200,000 on the fire. I didn't do that for any other reason but to try to balance a budget to save jobs, number one, right? We need to save jobs both on the city and school side. And unfortunately, we had to send out RIF notices, over 24 teachers in the classroom. And again, we just hope. I have a standing call with the three state reps and state senator every Tuesday at 2. Superintendent's on that call with me. But again, we're in this together, and we're called the City of Champions for a reason. And again, as a white mayor of a minority-majority community, I'm listening. To be a good leader, you have to be a good listener. I'm also, acknowledging racism and fears and discrimination, and really creating some positivity. I'm working with community activists and the NAACP, and I already took the formal mayor's pledge under the My Brothers Keeper Alliance with President Obama. Review, engage, report, reform.
Unfortunately, Mr. Mayor, we're going to have to leave it right there right now. But thank you so
Fantastic.
Much for speaking with us.
Thanks, Dan. Have a good day.
Thank you. You as well.